Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast with your co-hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Scott. Life is good.
Excellent.
How's yours?
It's going great. So what's new at the Life Enthusiast Co-op?
Well, you know, the growth continues, and we're strong enough now that we're able to add new product lines. And I've been working on this for the last 6 months, and we're launching two new lines, and one of them is called Cell Therapy, and the product's called Rejuvenate.
That sounds exciting.
It's a great name. I think the guys have a lot of balls to call it that, but what the heck?
So what's the idea behind Cell Therapy and Rejuvenate?
Well, the idea is this. We have been talking about this for a long time. If you have proper minerals in your cellular terrain, you will be able to function at a better level.
Right.
It has to do with the total dissolved solids, or with the osmotic pressure, or with the quality of the electrolyte in the cell. You know, when there is enough minerals in your cell, it seems to glow brighter, in the same way as the dining room light will glow brighter when you turn up the rheostat.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Glow brighter. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, you probably noticed that on healthy people, when they enter the room, they shine. I mean, there's something about them, you know, when you see young folks or really healthy folks, just all they have to do is just make their appearance and you see it. Oh my gosh, there's vibrancy coming off of this.
Right, right. Huh, that's very exciting. So what made you decide to add this line to the Life Enthusiast Co-op line of products?
Well, you know, we have a very strong presence with the major minerals like magnesium and sodium, but we did not have a very good trace mineral product. And it's very important to have a full complement of the trace minerals to help the cells to function completely at full capacity. I'm just hesitating at which words to use, you know, how technical to go with this.
Right. Well, my understanding is that our soil is very depleted, so we're missing a lot of these trace minerals that our ancestors used to get when they foraged in the woods and that sort of stuff, right?
Yes.
So that's really what you're talking about,
is
the ability for...
Yeah, yes, absolutely. We're talking about the quality of soils that are providing the food, and if the quality of soil isn't there, you're in trouble. Mm. And one of the aspects of soil quality is expressed in something called the fulvic acid. Fulvic acid. And fulvic acid is the... it's a very complex complex compound. I actually put the picture of the fulvic acid molecule on our website. Mm. The product is called Rejuvenate, and it's by Biological Therapeutics. And I put a web page on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website where people can admire what a fulvic acid molecule looks like. And
so what would the folic acid do when we take it?
It improves the quality of the electrolyte, which you know, it's essentially a supercharge of the electrical integrity of the body's colloidal systems, which means the blood, the lymph, the intracellular fluids. It's just improving the electric quality of all of that.
So it kind of balances things? Is that part of what happens?
Yes, balance, support, strengthening. It acts as an antioxidant, as a free radical scavenger. It's loaded with metabolic enzymes. It's loaded with amino acids.
Wow.
It's got everything, you know, all of the trace elements that you ever dreamed of needing.
In a natural, bioavailable form.
Yes. Yes.
So, go ahead.
That's because it comes from the soil. The fulvic acid is essentially the difference between beach sand and fully alive, living soil that supports life.
Yeah, okay, that's really cool. I noticed as I was reading through it that they talk about the zeta potential, and I didn't quite understand. I haven't got to the point where it explains that, and I think it would be good for our listeners to get an idea of what the zeta potential is as well.
Right. I've even heard it pronounced zeta potential, so depends how where people come from.
I'm known for mispronouncing words, so...
That's okay. Well, essentially, zeta potential is the ability of a molecule to hold an electrical charge.
And the more electrical charges we can hold, obviously, the more... it's like we're a light bulb, right? And if you don't have any power, the dimmer the switch is at low, you're not going to burn very brightly, you're going to be tired, you're not going to be very energetic, you'll probably be sick a lot, that sort of thing. Whereas if you've got a lot of charge, you're more energetic. Have I got the analogy right?
Absolutely, yeah. Top form humans have to be loaded with these trace minerals and have to have their electrolytes in great order and have to be able to hold this electric potential. Whenever you reduce the electric potential all the way down to zero, the cells will just fall apart. You know, weakness, illness, that sort of stuff.
Totally makes sense when you think about it, but whoever thought of... I mean, I don't normally think of myself as an electrical being, right?
And yet, everything, every nervous signal, every impulse is an electric event.
Right, right.
It's just that you're not made with transistors and integrated circuits, you're made with cells. But the transmission is, you're essentially a wet electric device.
You know what happens when you put electricity in a bathtub, right?
Oh, no, that's a different story. Let's not go there.
Power was what I meant, right?
Discharge of electricity in the wrong direction. Yeah, so, you know, what will lower the zeta potential of your cells? Loss of blood, loss of fluids. So that would be, if we drain your blood, of course, you'll be in trouble. But even when you're dehydrated, that's a classic loss of fluid. That's causing trouble.
Right.
Excessive emotional stress.
Oh, there we go again.
Lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Lingering infection. Lingering inflammation. And unbalanced diet. Again, you know, we're telling the same story, and we keep telling people it is really hard in this Western society to keep yourself properly nourished because the products that you're buying are grown in soils that just don't have it anymore.
So you had mentioned earlier electrolytes, and for those of us like myself who are not quite sure what electrolytes are, can you, you know, sort of tell us what their purpose is in the body and what they are?
Okay. Well, electrolyte is the medium in which an electric transmission can occur or transaction can occur. It has the ability to carry a current. Like, for instance, distilled water is not conductive. As soon as you throw a couple of pinches of salt in it, the water becomes conductive.
So the salt is an electrolyte?
The water with salt in it is the electrolyte.
Okay.
So your blood is an electrolyte. Your cellular fluid is an electrolyte. Your saliva is an electrolyte. And, you know, the disassociation of things is done in electric way, where the H and the OH is attaching itself to different ends of different molecules, taking them apart. Those are all electric or electrolytic transactions.
So that explains why when you said if we're dehydrated, we don't have the electrolytes don't work very well because there's not enough water for, because I assume it's a concentration of in, right? And if there's too much salt in water, it probably doesn't conduct electricity as well as if there's an optimum amount.
Yeah, in that particular case, it would conduct too much, which would cause discharges and draining and, you know, we have to be at optimal levels.
Right.
Too much, you die. Too little, you die. I mean, you've heard of this marathon runner just recently drinking too much water, diluting their electrolytes, causing potassium depletion and dying of arrhythmia.
Right.
So that's from too much water. The other way, you know, too little water, trouble as well. And of course, chronic dehydration is causing all kinds of cellular problems. It just won't function correctly.
Interesting.
And, you know, we're going for maximum potential, right? I mean, we're the life enthusiasts, right? We're restoring vitality. So
yeah, we're enthusiastic about it.
Well, we need maximum potential. So so here we have the fulvic acid supplies all of these necessary components to the electrolytic medium that your body needs to function correctly. It helps detoxify metals. It helps every cell to discharge and get rid of things it doesn't want. Essentially, it's like eating the most beneficial, organic, well-grown food you can get your hands on when you supplement with this. And that's what happened with me when they sent me the sample bottle. You know, I mean, I keep telling people that everything that we sell at Life Enthusiast Co-op is tested by us personally, directly.
Right.
Well, I mean, in this case, I was doing the testing. And so I got a couple of bottles of this thing and started using it. And lo and behold, you know, feeling tired went away.
Nice.
My after effects of staying up too late, because unfortunately I'm abusing myself when I try to manage this business. You know, instead of feeling completely ready to die by 2 o'clock in the afternoon because I didn't sleep enough, I was able to sustain. I was able to keep a straight head with
so
my thoughts.
So your energy level
present.
Went up.
Definitely, energy up. Yes, sir.
That's the key. That's what we all want to hear.
Yeah, we want to be energetic. We all want to be able to run and play. And you know, like let me just read a little bit about fulvic acid, which is the core of this product.
Yeah, because I'm very curious about that. I'd never heard of it before.
It's not commonly recognized or commonly known, but in the folks that really understand natural health and wellness, there we are. So here it is: fulvic acid increases energy and energizes your cells. It's a ferocious antioxidant and free radical scavenger. It chelates heavy metals and body toxins, helping remove them from the system. It makes cell walls more permeable to transport nutrients into and out of cells.
That's important, right?
Oh, crucial. You could have the richest supply of nutrients, but if they don't make it inside the cells, you're going to wither.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of them is the, for instance, insulin resistance. You know, people end up with insulin resistance and glucose doesn't get inside the cells. That's how you get high glucose levels as a diabetic. It's not because you have eaten too much of something, but because your cells are not able to take it in.
That's fascinating. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I always thought of it the other way around.
Yeah, no, it's the cellular membrane's inability to allow the glucose to come in. So that was the permeability of the cellular membrane. Then extending the time that the nutrients remain active, increasing the availability of essential nutrients, increasing metabolism of proteins, helping with the RNA and DNA synthesis, restoring electrochemical balance, increasing activity of enzymes. Now, that's a biggie.
Because we've been talking about enzymes forever.
Yeah, again, if you have however many or however much and many of enzymes you have, if you support them and give them a better chance to create the compounds they need to make, it's just like taking an extra supplement.
Right. It could be a huge difference.
Right. Increases absorption of oxygen and decreases acidity. Again, big time. We were talking about the acid-alkaline balance in the body and how the more acidic you get, the less you're able to carry, or your lymphatic system is able to carry the oxygen to the tissue.
Right.
So here, by decreasing the acidity, we're improving the oxygen carrying capacity. So with more oxygen, that's A, more energy to move around, but B, also cancer is the illness of oxygen deprivation at the cellular level. Mm-hmm. So this serves as a preventive to cancer. I think that's about the list. Rebuilding and stimulating the immune system.
So what you're talking about here is some of the benefits of Rejuvenate would be like boosting your energy, reversing cellular damage, rejuvenating your natural enzyme production, supporting your immune system, and maybe looking a little younger as you get older?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything that you named are processes that are associated with the youthful functioning of a human body. And, all of those statistics that they show you, when you age, you lose this or you lose that or this gets lower, the hormone levels go down, the mineral levels go down, the da-da-da goes down. Well, if you supplement it, it's just like reversing aging.
The fountain of youth has been found.
Well, nothing is totally simple, but the fulvic acid supplementation is phenomenally effective. Just phenomenally effective, because it makes the difference between ordinary and extraordinary functioning of your body. You're able to eat ordinary groceries, and you supplement it with the fulvic acid, and it's as if you were eating the most well-grown, organic, biodynamically treated foods. Because you're making up the difference between what you are able to get and what you should get.
Right. So eat at the grocery store organically by taking this. Very
right.
Cool. There was one interesting thing I just was just reading about the it just gives you an idea of how these people think, and I always think it's very interesting getting into the minds of people that produce these products, because they don't just come from the my background is working at like a Safeway store, a big giant grocery chain, right? And it's just kind of get the food in, get the food out, put cans of beans on the walls and away you go, right?
Yeah, let's move the stuff.
And the bottle that the Rejuvenate comes in is a violet or purple colored bottle, right?
Oh yeah, that's a cute little detail that the manufacturer included. Yeah, it's called Miron Glass.
Yeah, and so I just want to read a little bit of what you've put on the site about it, because I just think everyone that's interested in this should go and really read through all the material you've placed up there. There's just tons of it, but I mean, my mind just goes like, wow, like people that are really, I mean, you have to be really, really into wanting to optimize your own health and everybody else's health to have looked at this particular detail, right?
Yes.
And so the early Egyptians preserved their precious oils, essences, and medicines in gold or violet jars. So today, thanks to modern science and research, we know that life energy is best preserved by violet glass. In fact, no other spectral range can compare. So Rejuvenate is bottled exclusively in Miron violet glass bottles with a gold label. And this Miron glass ensures that Rejuvenate retains its maximum energy and quality during storage, protecting its delicate contents by allowing a small amount of the lightest UV spectrum in the glass while blocking out the hard UV rays and almost all of the destructive photosensitive range. So, and I just thought, wow.
I mean, is that beautiful or what, right?
That's just awesome. Like, you know, at Safeway, we would have just stuck it in a can and screwed a top on and be done with it, right? Maybe I'm picking on my old company there a bit, but, you know, we never really thought about, that just was beyond our concept, right? And to think, you know, that someone says, okay, like here I've got this great product, now how can I protect it so that it's still great when it gets to the consumer?
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Exactly. And, you know, these are lovely 1 ounce bottles, so when you're done with the product, you can, of course, put other things in it.
Right. Keep using it.
Yeah. By the way, this product is not overly expensive. It's $40 for the 1 ounce bottle, and that's probably a 2 to 3 month supply at a moderate use. You can, of course, and I would love for people to use a bottle a month, but...
That's a question I always have, Martin, and I know that it's a difficult question for you to answer generally, but taking an average person, do you kind of assume that you're quite deficient to begin with, so you take maybe a bottle in the first month and then get on to, you know, a 1 or 2 month length of using the bottle? Like, what I'm saying is, do you load up at the beginning?
Yes. Well, let me say it differently. What you need to do at the first is you need to slowly build up, because if you just start pouring it on, you're going to trigger off a healing crisis.
Right. We had a discussion about a healing crisis in our last or two podcasts ago, didn't we?
Oh, yes. So yes, you need to start slow, you know, start with one drop and in a glass of water, and then see how it goes and increase slowly. And then, yes, then you want to load up until you feel just so filled with life force and energy that you don't think that you can raise that anymore, and then you can start reducing.
So you're really talking about being aware of where you are in yourself, right?
Right.
Like,
but you know what? You know what happens? Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. What happens is when you start actually ingesting this stuff, your ability to think improves phenomenally, and your intuitive powers improve phenomenally. So,
nice.
So you can actually start trusting your mind. You know,
That is very cool.
Well, I'm sure you'll be asking me for a bottle of Rejuvenate, huh?
It's on my list. I mean, you sell
yes.
me on everything, right?
Well, yes, but honestly, folks, having a high zeta potential is the answer. You know, like a cell that's down at about 35 millivolt, it's pretty much, well, put it this way. Cancer patients have zeta potential of about 15 millivolt. Okay? When it goes down to zero, the cell is dead. Serious illness, the potential is somewhere around 35. Old cells between 50 and 70. And really healthy between 70 and 100.
So the goal is to get it up to 100.
So, you know, yes, of course. Of course, we would like to have the zeta potential, the ability to carry current or make current flow.
So if somebody wanted to know more about Rejuvenate and biological therapeutics, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, this is on the Life Enthusiast website. If you would click on Brands, look up Biological Therapeutics, and there it is. Product is called Rejuvenate.
So that's at www.life-enthusiast.com.
Oh, yes. And then look at Brands, look at Biological Therapeutics.
What if somebody wanted to talk to you about it?
Well, the phone number is right on the website. You can call the company number at 1-866-543-3388 or my direct line at 775-299-4661.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we're taking calls from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time. I'm not there all of those hours, but most of them.
Right. So that's like 11 to 11 on the East Coast.
That's right. Yeah.
And we had Do you want to tell people about the email that we got?
You mean this last email that came because of the podcast series about water?
Yeah, flooding the rabbit hole.
I have it right here.
I can read it if you like.
Yeah, would you please? Because I just don't have it at my fingertips.
I want to share this email because it just warms our hearts when we get something like this, right? And this is not you saved my life and anything else type of email at all. But I just think it really reflects kind of the attitude that you have, Martin, and that I have about what we do. And it went to Martin. If you go to and some of the pages, there's an opportunity to join a newsletter, and we have a series that we are running on the impact of water. And he was responding to one of those letters that we sent out about water, called Flooding the Rabbit Hole. And Martin, I'm so glad to see others enthusiastic about life. I think this world is so beautiful and amazing. The idea of a connection between water and man is amazing. I strongly feel, and this study just backs up the way I feel about the importance of connections in life, not only between human beings, but the world itself. I see the planet Earth as another being, another organism, and we must find peace between ourselves. We must come in harmony with the world. Throughout the years, God blessed us with a beautiful planet, and somehow we have managed to show our gratitude by destroying, polluting, and abusing this world. I write phrases on my gallons of water that I drink daily, and it is great to see the rest of the school taking somewhat of an interest. Being in college, I get to see people at their best and worst. I live with people full of hate and judgment, and I feel sometimes like this, proof that our feelings and our words meanings have impact on how we feel, live, and love. Is truly a blessing that this whole world should know about. Hate is a disease, and I really feel that this study in water is the cure. Thank you and the rest for trying to take chaos out of a peaceful world. Thank the Lord for this complex world. P.S. Forgive me for rambling. I tend to do that a lot. I think too much. Ha ha. Who knows? This could not even be a real person. Some kind of automated service. Still, thanks for the time. So, you know, yes, we are real people. We do read the real emails that we get, and we do appreciate them.
Yeah, in fact, that's what I wrote back, I recall. I said, yes, your email was read by a live human being, and I am grateful for what you're saying. And also, I just want to remind you that what you want to focus on is, or I should say, whatever you want to expand, that's what you want to focus on. Don't aim your mind at things you don't want, or don't fill your mind with thoughts that would give energy to things you don't want.
You know, that's a really good point. And Mother Teresa would never go to an anti-war protest.
Yes.
She said, I would always go to a peace rally.
Right.
So she didn't want to give any energy to war, but she would give it to peace. And I thought that was
yes.
A beautiful way of looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah, John Lennon did it before her. Give peace a chance was a phenomenal phenomenal concept. I mean, he was such a marketing genius. unfortunately, he was too powerful for the establishment to let him continue.
Right. Good. So any last words before we sign off with this podcast? Thank you, Martin, very much for sharing all this information about Rejuvenate. I'm very excited about it, and
yeah.
I hope our listeners will take the time to learn more about it, and if it resonates with them, to give it a try.
Exactly. Well, Zeta Potential, folks. See about increasing your Zeta Potential. We have the fulvic acid supplement called Rejuvenate. We also have the greater mineral products such as the Transderma and Twilight America lines. And of course, all of our superfoods, you know, the Exua superfoods are loaded with minerals and elements that help raise the Zeta potential. So all of this works hand in hand, working together.
Nice.
Pay attention to what you eat. Pay attention to what you're thinking about. Yeah. If you find yourself in the need of an improvement in your how you're feeling or how your body's working, call us. We have ways to help you. It's 1-866-543-3388.
So yeah, you could call it 866-543-3388, or head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. There's contact information there, and plus pages and pages and pages of information for you on all sorts of different health and related topics. So, Martin, we're signing off. You get the last words.
Yes, folks, thank you. Thank you for listening to our radio show. It's Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you.